It is precisely what firefighters thought at the time. Steve Hill, Contra Costa County Fire Protection District.
According to our fire marshal and the investigative reports of the our fire investigation unit, the cause of those two fires were both caused by power line.
It seems kind of ironic that the one place where the power was not turned off is where there was a fire caused by PG&E equipment.
Yeah, we're going through a public safety power shutoff, so there were fairly sizable parts of the county that had been shut down at that point. Clearly, in this case, it's pretty safe to say that given the cause that we found for the fires, that the power for that equipment was not shut down.
He does say a notable takeaway from the Lafayette fires, without weed abatement, would have been much worse.
There are houses that were immediately adjacent to where the fire started when that power pole came down, and they certainly would have been threatened, if not damaged or destroyed, were it not for excellent weed abatement.
PG&E equipment also found to be the cause of the camp fire that started 1 year ago today, killing 86 people. Jim Taylor, KCBS.